Welcome to the Overflow Podcast. We pray you are encouraged by this message. For more info, notes, or other messages, download the Overflow Church app or visit our website at overflowdfw.com.
You know, today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost speaks of a second work. Pentecost is one of the festivals that the Jewish people celebrated. Another celebration that they rejoiced in was Passover. We celebrate Easter, right? So 50 days after Passover is when the law was given to Moses on Sinai. And this is when God made covenant with the Jewish people when the old covenant was established. It was 50 days. That's where we get the word Penta, right? Pentecost, Penta, 50 days after Passover. And so Passover speaks of a second experience. This is what happened. This is what we see in the book of Acts. We see after the resurrection, 50 days after the crucifixion, we see this festival happening called Pentecost. And in Acts chapter 2, this is whenever we see the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now, the believers were already believers. They were already saved. The children of Israel were already out of the land of Egypt. But God was bringing them into something different. God was adding a gift to what they had. This is what Paul says to the believers in Ephesus in Acts chapter 19. He asks them this question. He says, have you received the Holy Spirit when you believed? And we can say, well, of course we received the Holy Spirit. How could we even come to the Lord if we didn't have the Holy Spirit? That's not what they said. They said, no, we haven't even heard that there's a Holy Spirit. So they were believers. They were actually disciples in Ephesus. But he shows up and he's like, have you received the gift? And they're like, there's a gift? Like, we're right with God. We're good. And he's like, the Holy Spirit. And they're like, we didn't even know. We've been ignorant. And what they didn't do is they didn't go, well, I don't really believe in that. It's not really my personality. That's not the way I was raised. They said, man, we want it all. We want it all. And listen, Overflow is a house that we want it all. We want all that God has. We're not afraid to get into the dangerous. We're not afraid to get into the risky. We're not afraid to get into the uncomfortable. People are saying, man, that's kind of weird. It's only weird if you're thinking with a natural worldly mindset. Biblical things are only weird if we're not biblically minded. Right? So we got a lot of unbiblically minded people that come into the church and they're like, well, that's kind of weird. Well, yeah, it's supernatural. That's the word for it. It's on top of your natural. Some of you need to get into your supernature and get out of your natural. That's the way I am. It's the way I was born. It's the way I was raised. It's my personality. Right? So, Jesus says this, get this, Acts 1:4. Wait, this is before the day of Pentecost, right? This is when Jesus is ascending into heaven. And he says, wait for the gift my Father promised. Wait for the gift my Father promises. You're already righteous. You're already in me. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, right? You've confessed Jesus. You've trusted him. And then he says this, but I want you to wait for the gift my Father promised, which you've heard me speak about. I've been talking about it. You guys remember we've been talking about it? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, well, it's coming. It's about to happen. And he says this, for John baptized with water, for repentance, for believing. But in a few days, you'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That word baptized doesn't mean anointed with a little water. It means completely, the word actually means immersed. So the Lord in the Old Testament, he would touch people with the Holy Spirit would come upon people. In the New Testament, we're baptized, we're submerged in the Spirit. It's like if you were gonna die, the actual word for baptism is if you had a white shirt and you wanted it to be a blue shirt, then you would go and you get some dye, you would get a bucket of water with dye in it, and you would drench that. That's where we get the word baptism. So he's saying you're gonna be baptized in the Holy Spirit that way. You're gonna be totally submerged in the Holy Spirit. You've been baptized for repentance, the forgiveness of sins, but I've got another gift for you. It's the gift of the Father. And so listen, when you came to the Lord, he gave you the gift of salvation. He gave you the gift of righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but it doesn't end there. There's a Penta. There's something that comes next. There's a Pentecost experience that comes next. Jesus says it's the gift, the promised gift of the Father. And I know a lot of believers that are content to live without that gift. They're content to be saved. I'm going to heaven. Awesome. But God has a supernatural life for you. We're seeing it heaven on earth. The Holy Spirit's been on heaven since the beginning. Been in heaven since the beginning. And then the Holy Spirit was on the earth in creation. But on earth as it is in heaven, the Holy Spirit inside of you, out of you, bubbling out of you on the earth. This is what the baptism of the Holy Spirit looks like, heaven on earth. And so we see in Acts, they start doing everything that Jesus did. Why? Because they had the same spirit now that Jesus had. They received a portion, but on Pentecost, they received the abundance. And when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, it's not like when salvation comes, it's like, boom, you're saved, you're good, you're right with God. Signed, sealed, and delivered, good. But when you receive the Holy Spirit, you get the gift that keeps on giving. So then you get the gifts of the Spirit. Then you get the fruit of the Spirit. Then you get relationship with the Spirit of God. Then healing can flow out of your life. Then when there's demons, they got to leave because you show up. Why? Because you've been a good Christian? No, because you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Because you're operating with the same Spirit that Jesus had. So this is what happens in Acts chapter 2. This is what we're celebrating today. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, 50 days after, they were all together in one place. Jesus has ascended into heaven. And it says, suddenly a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. The whole house. A violent wind. We like gentle nudges better than violent winds. But gentle nudges don't move you very well. But violent winds do. They'll blow your hat off, right? They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came and rested on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Y'all, a tongue-talking church? Yes, absolutely. If it happened in the Bible, it happens today. It's not we don't just believe it happens today. It does happen today. And so we see this crazy, miraculous thing. And then through the book of Acts, we don't see a lot of winds. We don't see a lot of tongues of fire, but we do see a whole lot of speaking in tongues. People are like, oh, again, get in the Bible. If it's too bizarre for you, then get in the scriptures. This is just a gift that comes. And listen, what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not tongues. But when you went out and you bought a car, I bought a new truck last year, and it came with this feature called CarPlay. I almost bought the truck just for CarPlay. Not really, but it came with it. It came with the vehicle. So the tongues thing, it just comes with it. Tongues is not the Holy Spirit. He just gives that. That's free. He throws that in. It's part of the package deal, okay? Don't get hung up on tongues. I mean, do get hung up on tongues. For you. Do get hung up on it. Listen, let me tell you, you need the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need the gift of the Holy Spirit to walk in righteousness. You need the gift of the Holy Spirit to be able to see God's power displayed on the earth. You need the gift of the Holy Spirit. We used to say the Holy Ghost. Do you hear me say that sometimes? Because I want you to get it, that this is something that is supernatural. It's not just, oh, I just feel a little peace. That's part of it, but that's not all. The Holy Spirit didn't just come to give you goosebumps. He didn't come to make you feel better just about the world that you're living in. How many know that he didn't just come to comfort you just so you'd be okay? He came to take over. We're not here to give in. We're here to take over. Just, you know, the church, they just want to take over. You understand, yes, this is the kingdom, and Jesus is the king. I'm not the king, but he came to take over. People don't like that. Oh, we just want to just be kind. And we are kind. It's calling people to repentance. God's motivation is kindness. It doesn't mean that we're mean-spirited and you must submit or get hit, right? It's not that. But it is a yielding and a governing. And this is why we saw healing happen in the room today. Because his government is here. So you need the Holy Spirit for boldness, for courage, for authority, supernatural authority. Dunamis is the word in Acts 1:8. Dunamis, it's dynamite power, boom power. You need that boom power in your life, right? Not just to overcome sin, but to drive out demons, to drive out sickness. You need boom power for that. I need to read my Bible more, then I'll be able to heal somebody. No, you just need more of the Holy Ghost. You okay? Need a fast. You just need the Holy Ghost. That's all you need. Because it's him flowing through you. It's not. Yes, you need to surrender your life. Yes, you need to yield all that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes to all those things. But you're just a vehicle. And he wants you in on it. So we're going to pray for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit today. If you say, how do I know? You'll know. If you're unsure, then come on. Maybe you have been again. We'll just do it again. Okay? Because we want more of the Lord. If you said, what is it? Sum it up in one word, Pastor. One word. What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? More. That's what it means. It just means more. More power, more presence, more miracles, more signs, more wonders, more communion with God, all these things. Listen, in 1993, let's just go here. We're having the band standing up here. I'll just be standing for about 2 minutes. I did tell them a little bit longer than that. But so in 1993, I got saved. Like, I've been in church for a couple years, but I met Jesus in my bedroom, listening to a Hosanna Integrity worship song with a tape player with the button on it that went on repeat, just over and over again. And my heart was broken because the girlfriend broke up with me, and I was grounded because I was out boozing it up with some friends. And this girl was hanging out with us one night. She said, you're totally different than you are at church. And the Holy Ghost said, see what you've become? And I was like, not anymore. I'm going after God. So for 3 months, I get in my bedroom and I put these headphones on and I listen to this album called The Secret Place. Whew. Me and Jesus got into some secret places. I began to open up the Word and read the Word of God. And the Lord transformed my heart, and I gave my life to Jesus. See, what day was it? It was a season, man. I was just like, Lord, I'm learning. I want to know who you are. I'm grounded. I can't do anything else, and I'm being a hypocrite. So one way or the other, let's see how far down the rabbit hole I could go. And I'm still on the rabbit hole, by the way. And so I started, in our church, they said this. They said, you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It was an Assembly of God church, and that was like, as soon as you get saved, that's what you're going after. It was a big deal. I think we need to emphasize that more. Not just Assembly of God churches, all churches. We emphasize that a lot. And so every Sunday morning, they would preach the first work, people get saved. And on Sunday nights, they always did altar calls for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Ghost, they say. With their suits and the pastors on the stage and holy man chairs. It's just as old school Pentecostal as you can think. But you know what? None of that bothered me. You know why? Because I was hungry. And sometimes the food isn't that good, but hungry people eat. The food was good, by the way. The spiritual food. And there was a lot of legalism and a lot of junk and a lot of flesh, all of it, but I wanted God. So I was going to eat the fish and spit out the bones. And so I started pursuing the Lord. And so every Sunday night they would say, who needs to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I would sit at my seat and I'd go, Lord, I want it. And they would do an altar call. And as soon as they moved past, because I didn't want anybody to think I didn't have it, because I don't want them to think I was unspiritual. So I'd say, come on up if you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So I would run, I wouldn't go up right then. I would sit in my seat for a minute. And when they made a second call, well, you just need the Lord to do something. Okay, I'd respond to that. But I didn't want anybody to know. So this goes on for 3 months. And I was seeking to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I was like, Lord, I want you to fill me so full of your Spirit. I got called into ministry at camp, but I still hadn't received the Holy Spirit. God was doing work in my life. I was having visions, all kinds of crazy stuff. July 4th, 1993. Sunday night, Odessa, Texas. 42nd Street, Faith Tabernacle, Assembly of God. We had this guy that would get up and he'd go, on Sunday mornings, we have church. And on Sunday nights, we have church. And I was like, oh, I love Sunday nights because I could just, it's kind of like overflow is every Sunday. You could just kind of dig in. And I was like, oh, yeah, come on, meaty. And I got pressing in and they give the invitation. Who needs to be baptized with the Holy Spirit? And I ran up front. And I was standing there and I was like, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I want to be burning for you, God. I want all that you have. And I have people praying over me, speaking in tongues. Hold on, another person, let go. And I'm like, I don't even know. But there was a rumbling in my belly. We call that an unction. There was like words. Have you ever had words and you're like trying to get them out? It's like right at the tip of my tongue. And I had this bubbling. And these people were praying for me. And Brother Light, the church guy, and a bunch of people, man, they saw what God was doing in my life. They were laying hands on me. And I just lifted my hands. And I just said this little word. I was like, oh, that doesn't sound like tongues. Right? It just sounds like gibberish. And I was like, all right, I'll just risk it. And I just said that word. I don't even remember what it was. Kaba, you know. And I don't know what it was. But I'm telling you what, when I spoke that little word on July 4th, 1993, my fireworks started early. And I just said that. I just responded to that little thing. And then it was like a fire hydrant opened up. And it's all these words began to pour. I lifted my hands. I was like, oh, Father. And I take off running. I was running around the church. I ran around the outside of the church, ran back in. At the end of the service, they said, all right, who's got some testimonies? And me and another guy got up there and they were like, we got filled with the Spirit. And I was like, I don't even know what to say. I just remember the power. Can I tell you that something happened that day? And every day since then, I've spoken another language that nobody taught me except for him. And again, don't get caught up in it, but don't get caught up on it. And something changed. And ever since then, God has given me this gift where for people that are hungry like I was in 1993, want to get baptized in the Holy Spirit, he gave me this gift to where I lay hands on people now and they get filled with the Holy Spirit. So I believe today that the Lord wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit. I don't want to embarrass you today, but I can tell you that something came on me when I was just turned 19 years old that has never left. A boldness came on me that day that has never left. A confidence came on me that day, not a Josh confidence, a Godfidence that has never left. A power power that has never left, a fire that has never grown dim. I'm telling you, for almost 30 years, that fire has not grown quiet. That wind has not stopped blowing. That flame has burned brighter and brighter and brighter. I am confident to say I'm more on fire for God than I was in 1993 because I fanned the flame. And this is what Paul says. He says, fan the flame of the gift that's been given to you. So can we stand back up? I believe God wants to do something else and refreshing. But I believe right now, just lift your hands all across the room. Nobody's looking around. Close your eyes. Focus on the Lord. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you say, well, Pastor, I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but it's not like you said, like it was there, it was an experience, and now it's gone. Paul says this in Ephesians 3:18. I believe it's 3:18. He says, be not drunk with wine that leads to debauchery. 5:18, way off. Because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why is he talking about wine and the Holy Spirit? He's saying that basically you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit the same way that you would get drunk with wine. You don't just have one glass of wine one time and you're filled. No, you gotta drink it like a drunkard. Just keep on drinking. So he's saying that with the Spirit, be being filled is the translation in the Greek. Be being filled with the Holy Spirit. So today, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to ask the ministry team just to engage right now. If you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to give you two options. Number one is get up here like I did. You're hungry. You want to burn for God forever, and you're not bashful about it. Just come on up. Come on up. Come on up to the front. You want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Well, how do I know if I am or I'm not? You're not. That's a question in your mind. Come on, just get up here. Come on, we're celebrating. Everybody just lift your hands. Everybody just lift your hands up here. Come on, who else? Who else? Who else? Some of you need to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. Ministry team, come on. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, rivers of living water. Water right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. I want it all. Come on, just hunger. Say, how do I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Jesus tells us. He tells us, remember? Ask, seek, and knock. My Father gives good gifts to his kids. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and the door will be open to you. Right now, just ask. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me, Lord. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you want to do in the name of Jesus.
Give me hunger.
Yes. Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, rivers. Open your mouth and he will fill it.
come and fill this place. Let your glory now invade. Pour it out. Spirit, come and fill this. Come and fill this place. Come on, lift up your own words. Lifting up your hunger. Come on, just tell him, I want more, Lord. I want more of you, Jesus. Whatever you have for me, Lord, I want it. I want it. Come on, raise your voice. Lift your voice. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed.
Come on, lift up a roar. To the Lord. Oh, come on. Lift up a roar to the Lord. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, send that wind, Lord. You send it in the upper
room. I want more, Jesus.
Send it again, Lord. Fill your sons and daughters. Fill your sons and daughters. Fill them, Lord, with your spirit.
Receive. If you're struggling today, ask, seek, and knock. Ask again. Lord, fill me with your spirit. This is what the Lord is not going to do. He's not going to override your free will. You're just going to have to respond to what he's putting inside of you. Some of you have just a little mutter. Some of you have just a prophetic word right now. You don't have all of it. You just have one word. Just say that. open. David said it this way in the book of Psalms. He said, open my mouth. I open my mouth and you will fill it. Come on, just by faith. Be filled with the Spirit right now. Lord, I want all of it. I want all that you have. You can eat the fish and spit out the bones. Come on. I want all of it, Lord. I want all that you have. I want all that you have, Lord. I am not satisfied. I want more of your presence. I want more of your reality. I want more of heaven in my life. I want to pray into this one point, and then we're going to be done today. But keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Some of you, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit when you go home today. I mean, it doesn't always happen in the room. I don't know why. Personally, I just think it's because we think it's supposed to be something that it's not. But I just want you to lean into that. Acts chapter 3, this is really where I was going today. Didn't get there yet, but I feel like I need to be faithful to share it. Acts 3:19. Peter is preaching, and he says, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. And then he makes this statement that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Today, the Lord is doing a refreshing. Some of you, you're so dry. You're discouraged. You're an autopilot. He wants to refresh you. And the Holy Spirit will refresh you. You know what I'm doing? What I do when I'm discouraged? Any moment of any day in every season that I've ever been in. You know what I can do to encourage myself in the Lord? Just pray in the Spirit. There's some seasons that I probably just needed to do that 24/7, you know? I'm serious. It's got to be our go-to. That word, times of refreshing, is seasons of refreshing. The Lord, listen, I'm declaring by the word of the Lord right now. Overflow Church has been in a season of refreshing. We've just scratched the surface. There's a season of refreshing that God is bringing. And I like kingdom economics. God merges seasons. I believe there's a refreshing that never runs out. That word in the Hebrew, in the Greek, I'm sorry, is the restoration. That word is rejuvenation, recalling Old Testament promises, the restoration of all creation in the days when God's kingdom comes. Well, when does God's kingdom come? God's kingdom came in Acts chapter 2. That's when the keys were handed out. This is when the Holy, when heaven on earth started happening is in Acts chapter 2, and it hasn't stopped. There is refreshing right now. Your job that you hate, that you're sick of, your marriage that needs some spark, the relationship with your kids that needs some revitalization. I'm seeing right now, God is restoring fathers and sons. Who is that today? This is a word for you today. A season of restoration. God is going to, listen, I'm. You tell me this week, there are going to be, some of it's going to be you made a phone call. Some of it's going to be because you made a phone call was made to you. I'm declaring and believing that restored relationships are happening this week. Some of you that have broken relationships with parents or a spouse or a relationship, God's going to do the restoring work. But it's not going to be the way it was. It's going to be refreshed. It's going to be life-giving. Overflow Church, listen to me. You get in on it. I'm telling you, God's doing, I've been in the ministry for a long time. God is doing something real special at this church right now. Don't take it for granted. Get in on it. And don't let it just happen on Sundays, please. Let it happen in your living room. Let it happen through your text thread. Seasons of refreshing, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And restoration. Restoration, Lord, I am specifically seeing fathers to sons. You will turn the hearts of the fathers to their sons and the hearts of the sons to their fathers. Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you do it? Lord, we're calling reconciliation to broken marriages, to broken relationships right now. Restore, refresh. Come on, if you need refreshing today, just lift your hands. I just see the Lord pouring out a bucket right now. In this room. And you walk in that.